General Motors funds effort to embed pro-transgender books in classrooms. By Spencer Lindquist on December 29, 2022. General Motors, GM, donated to an LGBT organization that supplies kindergarten and elementary classrooms with pro-transgender children's books. General Motors provided a grant to the Gay, Lesbian and Straight Education Network, GLSEN, to fund the organization's Rainbow Library program, according to the corporation's 2021 Social Impact Report. The report explains that the Rainbow Library provides supportive curriculum materials and book sets that are LGBTQ+ centered, racially diverse, and multicultural to K-12 schools. The report did not say how much money was awarded to the pro-transgender organization. This innovative program also provides ongoing support and professional guidance for educators to create inclusive, supportive, and identity-safe classrooms nationwide, GM's report notes. GLSEN also provides lesson plans, as well as educator guides and professional development trainings. Pictures from GLSEN's Rainbow Library page showcase the type of books that the organization is sending to K-12 schools to be read to young children. One book, called I Am Jazz, is about a child who allegedly identified as transgender from the age of 2. From the time she was 2 years old, Jazz knew that she had a girl's brain in a boy's body, the book's description reads. While GLSEN does not give a complete list of the book titles that are given out through their program, an article from the School Library Journal explains that books are in part selected based on winning and nominated books for the Stonewall Award in the Rainbow Book List of the American Library Association. One title, which is a Stonewall Honor book and also included on the Rainbow Book List, is The Pornographic Gender Queer by Maya Kobob. The book is extremely graphic and contains depictions of oral sex, masturbation, and the use of sex toys, as well as discussions of sexual fantasies and confusing sexual experiments. Another book, also on the Stonewall Book Awards list, is Sex is a Funny Word by Corey Silverberg. A shocking investigation found that Silverberg, who has written several LGBT books aimed at children, is the co-founder of what has been referred to as a beginner's sex shop. The sex shop even sells the book. Silverberg's book includes discussions of transgender identity, intersex conditions, and masturbation. GLSEN has described their Rainbow Library program as a first step for getting in front of kids and a stepping stone for inclusive curriculum at the district or state level. One report from Discover the Networks found that the organization engages in lobbying and political activism, and has offered sexually explicit materials and information to young school children at its conferences. In addition to pushing pro-transgender books on kids, GLSEN also advocates for men to be able to play in women's sports and use women's restrooms. The organization created a trans action kit, which instructs students and teachers to engage in pro-transgender activism. One of the suggestions is to build an altar to transgender people for the faux holiday Transgender Day of Remembrance. Breitbart News revealed in July that AmeriCorps offered a stipend for a 22-23 GLSEN student and educator outreach position. The description of the role, archived here, explained that the member will drive engagement with educators, school districts and Gay-Straight Alliance/Gender Sexuality Alliance, GSA, clubs across the state, while also conducting trainings. This is not the first time that GM has provided financial support to GLSEN. The Post-Millennial reported that Chevrolet, which is owned by General Motors, donated $25,000 to the pro-transgender organization. With this latest LGBTQ+ focused partnership, we are building on that history and reinforcing Chevy's commitment to driving substantive cultural progress, Chevrolet Marketing VP Steve Mayorosh remarked. General Motors did not respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.